The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday in the octave of Easter. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Vincent Ferrer. He was born in 1357 in Valencia, Spain. In 1374, he entered the Order of St. Dominic. He was commissioned to deliver lectures on philosophy. At Lérida, he received his doctorate. In 1390, he was obliged to accompany Cardinal Pedro de Luna to France. And in 1394, de Luna himself had become Pope at Avignon. He summoned St. Vincent and made him master of the Sacred Palace. St. Vincent made unsuccessful efforts to put an end to the Great Schism. He evangelized nearly every province of Spain and preached in France, Italy, Germany, Flanders, England, Scotland, and Ireland. Numerous conversions followed. Though the church was then divided by the Great Schism, St. Vincent was honorably received in the district subject to the two claimants to the papacy. St. Vincent lived to behold the end of the Great Schism and the election of Pope Martin V. St. Vincent Ferrer died April 5th, 1419. St. Vincent, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Why Jesus washes our feet. Anyone who is not numbered among the powerful will be thankful whenever he sees someone powerful not helping himself at life's table. When the powerful person sees the power or possessions that have been given him as a mandate to be of service to others. At that moment, when the Lord of the world comes and undertakes the slave's task of foot washing, which is in turn only an illustration of the way he washes our feet all through our lives, we have a totally different picture. God, who is absolute power itself, doesn't want to trample on us, but kneels down before us so as to exalt us. The mystery of the greatness of God is seen precisely in the fact that he can be small. He doesn't always have to take the highest place or the box seats. God is trying in this way to wean us away from our ideas of power and domination. Only when power is changed from inside, when our relationship to possessions is changed from within, and we accept Jesus and his way of life, whose whole self is there in the action of foot washing, only then can the world be healed and people be able to live at peace with one another. Jesus shows us what man ought to be, how he ought to live, and what we ought to work toward.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Monday in the octave of Easter, April 5th, 2019. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is the great strength we possess, which drives us to continue being witnesses of life. Today, let us ask for the grace of this joy, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. We begin this day of prayer as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways, for the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
I am who am, and wicked men do not accept my ways,
for the law of the Lord is my delight. Alleluia.
I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia. Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I have asked my Father, and he has given me the nations for my inheritance. Alleluia.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lifts up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest, and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I lay down to rest and fell asleep. I awoke again, for the Lord sustains me. Alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord. Alleluia.
A reading from the beginning of the first letter of the Apostle Peter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who live as strangers scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, to men chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, consecrated by the Spirit to a life of obedience to Jesus Christ and purification with his blood. Favor and peace be yours in abundance. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who in his great mercy gave us new birth, a birth unto hope, which draws its life from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth to an imperishable inheritance, incapable of fading or defilement, which is kept in heaven for you, who are guarded with God's power through faith, a birth to a salvation which stands ready to be revealed in the last days. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. Although you have never seen him, you love him, and without seeing, you now believe in him and rejoice with inexpressible joy, touched with glory, because you are achieving faith's goal, your salvation. This is the salvation which the prophets carefully searched out and examined. They prophesied the divine favor that was destined to be yours. They investigated the times and the circumstances which the Spirit of Christ within them was pointing to. For he predicted the sufferings destined for Christ and the glories that would follow. They knew by revelation that they were providing not for themselves, but for you, what has now been proclaimed to you by those who preach the gospel to you in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. In these matters, angels long to search. So gird the loins of your understanding. Live soberly. Set all your hope on the gift to be conferred on you when Jesus Christ appears. As obedient sons, do not yield to the desires that once shaped you in your ignorance. Rather, become holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, after the likeness of the Holy One who called you. Remember, Scripture says, "Be holy, for I am holy." In prayer, you call upon a Father who judges each one justly on the basis of his actions. Since this is so, conduct yourselves reverently during your sojourn in a strange land. Realize that you were delivered from the futile way of life your fathers handed on to you, not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood, beyond all price, the blood of a spotless, unblemished lamb, chosen before the world's foundation and revealed for your sake in these last days. It is through him that you are believers in God, the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Your faith and hope, then, are centered in God. The Word of the Lord.
Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new life in hope.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
Free your minds from all that holds them down. Learn self-control and put your full trust in God who offers you his grace.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
From an Easter homily by Melito of Sardis, Bishop. We should understand, beloved, that the Paschal mystery is at once old and new, transitory and eternal, corruptible and incorruptible, mortal and immortal. In terms of the law, it is old. In terms of the word, it is new. In its figure, it is passing. In its grace, it is eternal. It is corruptible in the sacrifice of the Lamb, incorruptible in the eternal life of the Lord. It is mortal in his burial in the earth, immortal in his resurrection from the dead. The law indeed is old, but the word is new. The type is transitory, but grace is eternal. The Lamb was corruptible, but the Lord is incorruptible. He was slain as a lamb. He rose again as God. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, yet he was not a sheep. He was silent as a lamb, yet he was not a lamb. The type has passed away. The reality has come. The lamb gives place to God, the sheep gives place to a man, and the man is Christ who fills the whole of creation. The sacrifice of the lamb, the celebration of the Passover, and the prescriptions of the law have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Under the old law, and still more under the new dispensation, everything pointed toward him. Both the law and the word came forth from Zion and Jerusalem, but the law has given place to the word, the old to the new. The commandment has become grace, the type a reality. The lamb has become a son, the sheep a man, and man God. The Lord, though he was God, became man. He suffered for the sake of those who suffer. He was bound for those in bonds, condemned for the guilty, buried for those who lie in the grave, but rose from the dead and cried aloud, "Who will contend with me? Let him confront me. I have freed the condemned, brought the dead back to life, raised men from their graves. Who has anything to say against me? I," he said, "am the Christ. I have destroyed death, triumphed over the enemy, trampled hell underfoot, bound the strong one, and taken men up to the heights of heaven. I am the Christ. Come then, all you nations of men, receive forgiveness for the sins that defile you. I am your forgiveness. I am the Passover that brings salvation. I am the Lamb who immolated for you. I am your ransom, your life, your resurrection, your light. I am your salvation and your King. I will bring you to the heights of heaven. With my own right hand, I will raise you up, and I will show you the eternal Father."
By raising Jesus to life, God has been true to the promise he made to our fathers.
It is Christ himself whom God has appointed to be the judge of the living and the dead. Alleluia.
God has made him Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you nailed to the cross.
It is Christ himself whom God has appointed to be the judge of the living and the dead. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, but with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
O God, who give constant increase to your church by new offspring, grant that your servants may hold fast in their lives to the sacrament they have received in faith, Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour of today's Gospel in just a few minutes. On Easter Monday, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, the light of the law, has turned the night into day.
We are sons of the morning. We are daughters of day. The one who has loved us has brightened our way.
Let us build the city of God.
Comfort my people, make gentle your words, proclaim to my city the day of her birth.
Let us build the city of song.
A great song to celebrate Easter joy from the St. Louis Jesuits, The City of God, at 26 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday in the octave of Easter, April 5th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Mary Magdalene encounters the risen Christ. From the 28th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them.
Hail!
And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him.
Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.
While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sum of money to the soldiers and said,
"Tell people his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep.
And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.
So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the relevant radio app. We sometimes say that every Sunday is a little Easter. But even more than that, the entire liturgical year of worship revolves around the joy of Easter. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The Lord has risen from the dead as he had foretold. Let there be happiness and rejoicing, for he is our King forever. Alleluia. Joy is never lacking during any part of the liturgical year because the entire cycle is related in one way or another with the Easter solemnity. It is in these days, though, that this joy is particularly made manifest. By the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, we have been saved from sin, from the power of the devil, and from eternal death. Easter reminds us of our supernatural birth at our baptism, when we were made children of God. And it is the guarantee of our own resurrection. St. Paul tells us that God has made us alive through Christ and raised us up with him. Christ, the firstborn of men, has become the true exemplar for us and the beginning of our future glorification. Our mother, the Church, introduces us in these days to the joy of Easter through the texts of the liturgy, readings, psalms, antiphons. In them, she asks above all that this joy be the early solid assurance of our eternal happiness in heaven. From ancient times, fasting and other bodily mortifications were dispensed from as an external symbol of a joy at once spiritual and physical. The 50 days of Easter, says St. Augustine, exclude fasts, since it is in anticipation of the banquet that awaits us on high. But this invitation of the liturgy will not be worth anything if a true encounter with the Lord does not occur in our lives, if we do not live with greater fullness the meaning of our divine filiation. The writers of the Gospels have left us evidence in each of his recorded appearances of how the apostles rejoiced at seeing the Lord. Their joy increased when they had seen Christ, knowing with certainty now that he lives, for they have been with him. True joy does not depend on mere physical or material well-being. It is not diminished by the presence of difficulties, by the absence of health. Deep joy originates in Christ, in the love that God has had for us, and in our correspondence with this love. The Lord's promise is fulfilled. Today, I will give you a joy which no one will take from you. Nobody can. Nor can pain take it away, nor calumny, nor abandonment, nor even weaknesses and falls, if we turn promptly to the Lord. This is the sole condition of our remaining in it, not to separate ourselves from God, not to allow things to divide us from him, to know at all times that we are his sons and daughters. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour. Morning prayer is coming right up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Easter Monday, April 5th, 2021, welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth bless the Lord. You springs bless the Lord. Seas and rivers bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures bless the Lord. All you birds of the air bless the Lord. All you beasts wild and tame bless the Lord. You sons of men bless the Lord.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord. His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the letter to the Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is the Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification. Confession on the lips to salvation.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
Go quickly and tell his disciples, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Go quickly and tell his disciples, the Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Let us pray. The Father glorified Jesus and appointed him heir to all nations. Let us praise him, saying, save us, Lord, through your victory. Lord Christ, by your victory you broke the power of evil and destroyed sin and death. Make us victorious over sin today. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You laid death low and brought us new life. Grant that we may walk today in this new life. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You gave life to the dead and led mankind from death to life. Give eternal life to all those we shall meet today. Save us, Lord, through your victory. You brought confusion on the guards at your tomb, but joy to your disciples. Grant the fullness of joy to all who serve you. Save us, Lord, through your victory. Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who give constant increase to your church by new offspring, grant that your servants may hold fast in their lives to the sacrament they have received in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so the great season of joy, Easter, is underway. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.